Welcome to the Elks Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We're going over the rest of the running backs here, just sort of a get a look at some of these players who I think could potentially be uptick value guys, and just some injury away guys to potentially monitor and think about here going forward. So I think really some of the value plays, I think Zamir White has some upside this offseason with the fact that Josh Jacobs is a free agent and frankly didn't seem super enthusiastic about staying in Vegas after this year. So we'll be watching that one. You know, Fournette, like he's into the 30s, like well into the 30s as a startup asset right now. And, he's probably on a decline. Like, I don't think there's much dispute about that. However, I still think he has two-way ability and could potentially do some running back two type stuff. So he's probably more so a, instead of like an individual solution, he's probably part of a solution now, would be kind of the way I think about it. And, if he's back with Tampa, something like that, he could potentially move. And, they could cut him. He's one of those contracts where it's like it's kind of a 50-50 coin flip on what they want to do with him. I could see them doing either way. Some other uptake guys you could see. I mean, James Robinson I have on the list, but, I mean, he seems kind of like really hemmed in for the Jets. So we'll sort of watch that, but I don't have a ton of encouragement there. Pierre Strong, Kevin Harris, Kenny Wongwu, and Ty Chandler, all some guys that could potentially see upticks here with free agency affecting and impacting them. Some other guys here to potentially think about, Jeff Wilson deeper, Raheem Mostert deeper. Those are some guys, that I could see sticking it out in Miami and being valuable, right? I think that they're probably in the market to improve the position, but we'll see. Like we have proof of concept that they don't need to spend a lot at running back to really make this work. So that's a scenario that I could see them, still being kind of a committee, and we'll see how that one works out. Really take a look here at some of the free agents as well. I think Alexander Mattison, right, it's Singletary, and these are basically the free agents that aren't higher up on the asset list, right? So Jacobs and Barkley are both free agents. There's some other guys that could potentially be free agents. But we've got a big group of guys here. Mattison, right, is kind of at the top of the list for AOD guys. Singletary, again, I think he's probably more of like he seems more like a situational committee type player that can, they like him in pass pro and those sorts of things. But I don't know if he necessarily does the deal and being a starter at this point in his career. Kareem Hunt's really fallen off. I could see him getting another run somewhere, but I could see it being like, Tyler Algiers competition, something like that, where you're like, okay, like he could come in and maybe it looks a little bit more threatening than it actually is. I could see that as a potential there. So we'll watch for that. But I think the dynasty marketplace is going to be a little bit surprised at how tepid the response is to Kareem Hunt. That's just my hunch. Damian Harris, again, he's a name that I've talked about in some different spots, thinking about like, could the Bills be interested in a guy who does stuff like what Harris offers, right? Being a little bit bigger of a back. There's probably a little bit of some untapped two-way potential there as well for him. Was a starter, doesn't have all that tread off his tires yet, and kind of coming off a down year this year, right, might be a cheap option to explore in free agency. Could see something like that, could see a contending team being interested in a guy like Harris. Like the Bills come to mind as a team that could be in this particular bucket of running backs. Deonta Foreman, another one, like I could see him back with Carolina. I think that would make a lot of sense for both parties, right? He played really well. And it was a bit up and down kind of to end the season, I guess, because Chuba Hubbard got involved as well. But like, I would be like, if I was him, I'd be like, yeah, I want to go back there. Like it worked out pretty well and there's not a ton of competition, we'll see what they add or whatnot, but, I'm interested in seeing what they have to offer for that backfield. No clear out there. He seems like the most logical fit there. Jerick McKinnon really showing well in the postseason here down the stretch, a name in free agency that, you know, is he seems like most optimized with Kansas City. So we'll see there. Penny is, you know, going to potentially be like, he's another one for a contender that if I'm a contending team, and maybe this isn't necessarily what the Bills want to do, but kind of like a cheap exploration type deal. Almost the way that Kansas City went after McKinnon. Kind of almost in that sense of like, hey, it's going to be a cheap deal, kind of a reclamation, bargain basement type of deal, and it turns out pretty well for you, right? I could see something like that happening, giving you a little bit more juice than you have. Latavius Murray, is he back in Denver? Right, that would be an interesting one, you know, with Javonte Williams out. Like, is there September starts there for a guy like Latavius Murray? Jamal Williams feels like the type of player that wants to go back to Detroit. And would be a particularly good fit there, and was a good fit there, leading the league in rushing touchdowns this year. So I could see myself, I could see him, you know, re-upping there. And he's part of a culture guy there, you know, and that's one of the things with running backs. I think it's interesting. You know, we kind of say, hey, they're replaceable, they're interchangeable, and whatnot. There is probably an added element there, an added value to a guy that's a good. That's a good culture guy. That's a good fit guy, right? That's a good team chemistry type of guy. He strikes me as that with Detroit. You know, they've got some flexibility to do that. He strikes me as the type of guy that if they want to kind of bring their band back together, maybe doesn't necessarily lead the league in rushing touchdowns this year, but could be, potentially flex worthy or sort of on that running back too, depending on the particular week. I also have the injury away matrix. I got to start pulling some guys off of this as well. Like as I sort of, I'm going to go through wide receivers, tight ends. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back and I'll do some tiering updates here, which is probably going to kind of wrap up like the later part of January here into February as we get going along. So I'll clean that up. Just some guys to think about though. Pollard is a free agent as well, coming off the injury here on Sunday night. So he's a broken leg. Looks like it's out 3 months. So shouldn't really harm him for being in free agency or anything like that. I wouldn't imagine, right? It looks like he's going to be back in time for that. So not super concerning there. And then, you know, just some other ones here. You just start looking down like Madison free agent, Jamal Williams free agent, you know, Aaron Jones, we'll see, but AJ Dillon seems like he's locked in there. P. Ryan's a free agent, so we'll see there. Again, Singletary's a free agent. That could boost up Cook and Hines. Some other ones here. Again, we talked about Strong and Harris as being free agents, as being potential free agent beneficiaries behind Damian Harris as a free agent. Jerome Ford, Dearness Johnson could have some interest there. I believe Dearness Johnson could be an unrestricted free agent, so we'll watch there. Seattle seems like a place that could potentially add a backup running back, so we'll watch that. Travis Homer, TJ Dallas seem like low offseason priorities. Arizona's another one. Kanta Ingram seems like a low offseason priority. Edwards kind of came back, and it was that Dobbins-Edwards duo there, so we'll watch. You know, we'll see sort of what that offseason looks like for them. I think a lot of questions they have to answer. We talked about Miami. We talked about Vegas. Hassan Haskins is interesting for Tennessee. Again, I think he has outs to be a 2023 impact player. We'll see here with the Chargers. I think Isaiah Spiller should get more of a look, so we'll watch there. What does Indy do for backup running back? I think they could probably be in the market, although Zach Moss played decent down the stretch. But he is, he's got 1 year left on his contract. Pittsburgh seems to like Jalen Warren, but wouldn't shock me if they went back to the well. San Francisco, not touching out with a 10-foot pole. It seems like they got that figured out without our involvement. The Giants, Breida, Barkley, what's that look like? I think that's an interesting one. Again, Javonte Williams with Denver. We'll see what his, what his return looks like. Breece Hall, what his return looks like. Michael Carter's a guy I still like but didn't really go well this year as an injury away guy. So we'll watch that. You know, what's the backup situation for Alvin Kamara? That's another interesting one. What's the backup situation for Akers? I think that's an interesting one. How does that Chicago backfield play out with Montgomery being a free agent? And then you've got, you know, Herbert was out, came back. We'll sort of see what that looks like. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that think he's going to be the guy. I'm not sure, right? That's, you kind of look at that survivor rate stuff from day three. Like, that doesn't seem to be like the type of team that's going to stand pat. And plus, they have a ton of cap space, so I wouldn't bet on that. Hasty is an interesting, you know, guy to potentially be a backup guy for Jacksonville, so we'll watch that. And then again, that Philly backfield, how that all plays out, I think it's going to be pretty interesting there with Miles Sanders becoming a free agent. So so lots of storylines here to watch for. Again, I'll scrub tiers. I'll when we get to the offseason proper, we'll get through the matrix. I have a little bit of a different matrix I use in the offseason, so we'll get back to that one. And so excited here for this all. Again, volume shots at running back are a little bit less important in the offseason because there's so much uncertainty. If I'm doing an early startup, I'm thinking, you know, more premium positions. Remember, while we like backup running backs, right, the three real tiers that we like, I guess the three criteria that we like, the three profiles that we like, day two pedigree, at our early day three pedigree. So Pollard sort of fit in that. Some of those early fourth round guys have fit in that as well. So that's one. And then two is guys that have multi-years of contractual commitment, right? So we've seen that with Kareem Hunt. We've seen that with some other guys. You know, Mark Ingram is sort of on that range a little bit for different periods of time. So he's another one. That's another type of tier. And the other one is really backup guys that have been starters, right? That have been starters in their career, and now they're, you know, a little bit more advanced in age, or, you know, they're taking a reclamation tour, right? James Conner rings a bell, right? Latavius Murray rings a bell, right? Some guys like that certainly fit. And we've seen other examples, right? Like the big breakouts for D'Angelo Williams, for example, when he was back behind Le'Veon Bell going back years, right? That was one of those typical profiles of, hey, former starter, right? Know that he can do it. Know that he can handle it, really. And for whatever reason, he wasn't a starter at that point. But we know that he sort of has that on his resume, and he has that in sample sizes that he can, we have proof of concept that he can play, right? So those are really the tiers that we're thinking about in terms of that. You know, so for example, if Fournette got cut or something like that, we're still interested in him as an injury away guy, right? If that's a situation he landed in to try and chase a ring, something like that, that's a situation we're interested in because we know that he can play. We know that he has high-end production abilities and those sorts of things, right? So, but generally, if I'm sort of drafting these guys, like, those are kind of the things I'm thinking about. You know, P. Ryan would be one as well that I'd be kind of comfortable with sort of in that, you know, in that range, even though he's going to be a free agent, I think he can play, right? We sort of have that, you know, we've seen enough of him to know that he can play. But I would say, you know, generally at this point of the season, we think about 2-to-1 running back to wide receiver ratios and drafts on our teams. This is a time of the year where I'm not so much interested in that because I'm interested in trying to take big swing upside guys, right? So that's particularly true at premium positions. Right? So quarterbacks, right? You're thinking like your Geno Smiths from last year, like your Jordan Loves now, like those types of guys that I'm interested in, we're taking those shots deeper. Right? We're taking some additional tight end shots, even though we know they're not necessarily great bets. If we're playing in a premium format, you know, I think I'd rather take a shot on Bellinger taking a step forward, Kate Otten taking a step forward, you know, Mike Gesicki potentially landing somewhere in free agency and being interesting, right? I'd rather take some of those deeper shots like that than be locking myself into, you know, pick your backup guy, Zonovan Knight. like I'd rather do that type of hope for an uptick shot. Again, and I would think too, when you're in your premium formats, when you're in your tight end premium formats, your quarterback premium formats, right, taking more of those shots is also allows you to build onto bigger deals, right? Because then you're building, you're able to deal from premium depth, right? And always think about now, the roster that you're trying to build in the offseason, you're trying to accomplish some things, right? You're trying to accomplish elite players. You're trying to accomplish elite profiles. You're trying to accomplish the best overall roster that you can get. And we can hone it as we get along to make it more functional for in-season, which, of course, we know is running backs over receivers in big numbers, right? But that's a bet we can make cheaper along the way, right? We can replenish that with rookie picks. We can sort of do those things. We don't necessarily need to try and sharpshoot that needle because those are very there's a high attrition rate there, right? There's a lot of risk in doing that now, right? There's a lot of different things that can happen to those particular players that you're got to be kind of skeptical on this early in the process. So again, I'm thinking about premium positions, uptick guys at other positions, and then we can come back to running back as we get more information. Free agency will clear some stuff up, the draft will clear some stuff up, training camp will clear even more stuff up, right? We'll sort of get that higher fidelity information as we go along, which those make those bets even better than they necessarily are in January. So just some thoughts there, some overall thoughts on the running back position. I hope this series is helpful. We're gonna get through all of this and sort of have a little bit of a positional reset for us, right? Kind of getting in the mind of being into the offseason, thinking a lot about startups, thinking a lot about, existing leagues, right? How do we make them better, right? Can we go from, questionable to good, from good to great, right? From great to transcendent teams, right? Like, that's what we're trying to do right now and build up as many elite players as we can get, right? So we do have to curate the back of our roster too, but that's all with the aim of how many elite players can we get. All right, so that's going to do it here for this edition. We're wrapping up the running back position. Until next time, continue to embrace the variance. We'll talk again very soon.